Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because the question was, would you do this deal with Portland that trades Buddy Bagley, Harkless, and there's another guy that it really is
Buddy
future.
Bagley. No, it was Buddy Bagley and Harkless.
And there's another one. It was 4 for 2.
Okay. But it was for?
And it was for CJ and Nurkic. And I was like, I literally said, you know, the Kings are getting back all the better players for sure, but I don't know if I do that because of the fit, contracts, and all this other stuff. And then BTR gets on here and says, CJ's better than Shavano. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, I literally just said they're getting back all the better players. I understand that, but there's more to it than that.
Here's because maybe there's people who agree with bad take Roddy, which means your takes are bad too. So I ask Roddy this and allow him to respond. So in the deal, it was Buddy, it was Mo Harkless and Marvin Bagley, and then CJ's coming back. Okay, so now you've got CJ, and you still have Tyrese, and De'Aaron, and Davion, and you still have Terrence Davis. So,
who's playing when?
Just what do you do?
First of all, CJ's going to the bench, or Tyrese is going to the bench, correct? That's if everybody's in agreement with that, then we can possibly move forward with this trade. Because CJ's not going to the bench.
So, Tyrese goes to the bench, and you're trading Terrence at some other point. I'm trying to make it make sense. I'm trying to make room for everybody. That's all I'm trying to do. We saw a four guard lineup a couple of days ago. Are we going to get a five guard lineup?
We're trying to trade for a guy that kind of collectively we want to get 0 minutes for a guy that plays like 35 minutes a night.
Correct. That's it. And Roddy asks, does that trade make the Kings better? No, I do not think that it does. Like, I don't know how you make it. You have to include, if you're going to trade for CJ, unfortunately, Tyrese has to be involved in that. Or Davion. Like, some form of that backcourt, or De'Aaron, some form of that backcourt has to be involved in the deal. Otherwise, you're just clogging this. You're adding talent to a problem. Mm-hmm. You're not adding talent to fix the team. And it goes back to how we started this show. Some reports came out this morning, and reports have come out over the course of the last handful of days about Portland. Shams wrote about Indiana today, and I feel like a deal with Indiana and potentially for Domantas Sabonis makes significantly more sense than something for C.J. McCollum does. As much as we love C.J. McCollum, unless you're trading one of those guys who are already in the backcourt that Kings fans say that they love, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Domantas Sabonis as a fit makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. And Sabonis makes the most sense of everything we've heard. But what really needs to happen is the Kings, in my opinion, they need a guy on the wing. You know, they got one guy in Harrison Barnes. It was really good, but we see when he goes down, there's a gaping hole there. Now, they've been able to take care of that and make it work for the last week and a half or so. Maybe they could keep it going further. Maybe we've all overrated that situation a little bit. I don't think so, but, you know.
Y'all are just being funny. We need to drop this topic because John Bull's coming in, or a third team where one of the – well, that wasn't the conversation. Now y'all bringing in third teams? No, that's not part of the conversation, John. Now y'all just adding to the deal as the deal is proposed. Like, okay, we're going to close the chat, and we're going to move forward. And y'all can continue to have your trade proposals in there, and BTR can continue to have his bad takes.
Shut up, BTR. Let's,
always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.